Ostrava. Ostrava is the third biggest city in the Czech Republic. It is also the largest urban area in the borderland triangle of the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia. Within the Czech Republic, it has a special position. During the last decades, it was viewed as the steel heart of the country and as a city of tough workers. However, it was not always like this. Around 25,000 years ago, the place was settled by mammoth hunters, which is supported by archaeological findings, for example, the so-called Landex Venus. In the 10th century, there was a redoubt of a Slavonic family of the Halasici. Ostrava gained the status of a city before 1267. At that time, it was in the possession of Archbishop Bruno of Olomouc. The first written records about St. Venceslaus Church come from 1279. Another significant landmark we can mention is the year 1539, when the building of the old city hall was first mentioned in written records. The city museum is in the building of the old city hall today. In 1556, Ostrava was struck by fire. It was burnt completely to the ground. During the Thirty Years' War, the city had to defend itself against Swedish and Danish raids. In 1625, the city was hit by a plague. Half of the population, about 500 people, died at that time. Probably the most crucial landmark in the modern history of Ostrava was represented by the year 1763, when black coal was discovered in the Bornja Valley. In 1828, the Vítkovice Železárny Ironworks were founded, which increased the industrial importance of the region. One of the owners, the banker Rothschild, liked the Ostrava region so much that he had a mansion built in the nearby Šuhéřovice village. In spite of the fact that it was officially terminated on the 30th of June, 1994, Ostrava is connected with coal mining to this day. It is likely that the origin of the city's name is associated with the name of the Ostravice River, the name of which was originally Ostrava. This name consists of two word bases, Ostrava, Ostra, voda, white, water. There is a white horse in the heraldic of the city of Ostrava. Perhaps as a symbol of the transit position of the city, perhaps as a symbol coming from the heraldic of a locator and first bailiff in the Moravska Ostrava city. Furthermore, there is a golden rose coming from the heraldic of Bishop Stanislaus Thurzo of Olomouc. Over the course of centuries, Ostrava became a cosmopolitan, commercial, economic, social, and cultural city. At the turn of the 20th century and during the so-called First Republic, Ostrava belonged to developed agglomerations with operating businesses, industry, several cultural buildings of various nationalities, and theaters. Almost the whole center of Ostrava bears witness to this. Famous buildings designed by architects of reputable name were constructed at the time and are still used to this day. To name some, Bach's House of Footwear, a four-floored building of reinforced concrete frame from 1931, which was built according to a design of Zlín's architects Jan Svoboda and František Stalmach, functionalism of the period. The department store Pešat, opened in 1932, stands for another representative building, which today is a residence of the Music Forum shop. Others include the Horník department store, the Miner, 1933, Liebrecht's department store from 1929, Ostravice Textilia department store, 1930, etc. The biggest city hall complex in the Czech Republic, which originated between 1925 and 1930, was constructed according to a project by Vladimír Fischer, František Kolář, and Jan Rubí. At the present time, the complex is the seat of the Council of Ostrava, the State Scientific Library, the Česká spořitelna branch office, and branch office of a few ministries. There is an exhibition gallery and information center in the foyer. There is also a city hall restaurant in part of the complex. A glass quadratic observation tower consisting of an iron frame and 85.6 meters high rises above the whole complex. Since 1989, only a few cities in the Czech Republic have experienced such impressive development as Ostrava. Not only living conditions for local inhabitants have changed. Many industrial production plants have been downsized and coal mining has been closed down. Thousands of iron workers and miners have been retrained and now they work in other fields. Many of them have retired, some of them at an early age, but on the other hand, they have also increased unemployment in Ostrava. In the city, a special filtering apparatus for the improvement of the atmosphere has been installed. Fronts of houses of original architectural styles have been repaired, and many inhabitants of Ostrava city are surprised at how beautiful the original Ostrava city center used to be. Many accommodations and restaurants have also been renovated. In Ostrava, there are many convenient places for exhibitions, fairs like the Cherna Loka, Black Meadow Fairgrounds, cultural meetings and sport matches, the Palace of Culture and Sport.
The rise of the so-called Big Ostrava, 1924, when 33 surrounding villages were added to the original heart of the city, gave Ostrava its contemporary looks.
319,293 inhabitants were living in Ostrava on March 1, 2001. Its area is 214.21 square kilometers. Ostrava is from 208 to 334 meters above sea level. There are 23 city districts in Ostrava. Although Ostrava used to be an industrial center, people did not forget about areas necessary for public parks, which cover 1,056 hectares today. People can visit five theaters in Ostrava: the newly reconstructed Theater of Antonín Dvořák and the National Theater. The Moravian Silesian National Theater, originally the German Theater, are the most reputable. There are also cinemas, libraries, galleries, exhibition halls, museums, houses of culture, fair, and exhibition buildings. Great attention in Ostrava is paid to education. There are 111 kindergartens, 71 primary schools, 20 special schools, 10 vocational schools, 10 secondary grammar schools, 21 secondary technical schools, 13 art schools, 6 higher technical schools, and 3 universities. The number of students and pupils who attend all these schools is 89,239. Furthermore, there are 4 hospitals with 3,202 beds and 66 other health institutions, including 5 health centers. Seniors are looked after in 7 nursing homes. A lot of space is also devoted to both amateur and professional sports, 264 sport clubs. For this purpose, there are 205 playgrounds in Ostrava, 5 indoor and open-air stadiums, 130 gymnasiums, 5 open-air swimming pools, 3 ice stadiums, and 11 indoor swimming pools. In order to study or relax, people can visit the Observatory and Planetarium of Johann Palisa and the Ostrava Zoo, founded in 1951. The attractive surroundings of Ostrava offer possibilities for winter and summer recreation, spa baths, sports, and hiking. Therefore, our belief is that both Ostrava inhabitants and visitors to the city will be taken with this city full of contrasts.